Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
I want to quickly ask something. I've been sitting here on our Facebook and I'm looking at Twitter. And
yes.
I know, Darren, I usually come to you and Sky when I don't understand things. I don't know if we've got time now, but this Zama Zama situation.
What do you want to know?
Everything.
Okay. This is what I'm confused about. It's 20 to 9 right now this Friday morning. This is what I'm confused about. Is that we've had a Zama Zama problem for the longest time. Zama Zamas are illegal miners. In actual fact, in other countries, they get a license for it, and they're called artisanal miners. And for some reason, we didn't give a license to our guys. So they illegally and without any safety, desperate South Africans go into old mine the tunnels and try to get like 400 rands worth of gold a month or a week out of these old gold veins. But because organized crime sees that there's low-hanging fruit here, they come in and they say, oh, okay, guys, you'll mine for us now. Now you're mining for us. So they're actually, so the miners are working for gangsters. Now, those gangsters are territorial, and so there'll be gun battles on the streets, in the townships, and we're talking about hundreds, and if not thousands, of these sort of like really, really violent mobsters that are just wandering around by, especially wherever there was mine activity. So anywhere between Western Area, Carltonville, through to Krugersdorp, and even as far east as sort of like Benoni area, wherever that vein of gold runs throughout Joburg, and there's a hole in the ground, you'll find Zama Zamas. My question is, why are police only now making 130 arrests?
Yeah, so
they've known forever.
That's what I wanted to ask. So what's happened? Like, because all of a sudden this Zama Zama thing is back. Also, on this whole thing, they are trying to do the Zama Zama means try.
Yeah.
Zama is to try.
Okay.
In
try.
Yeah, try. So that's very, but yeah, what's happened in the last week or two that all of a sudden it's like a war zone there?
Well, in just off Roodepoort, Krugersdorp, there were members of the community who were gang raped.
The repeatedly. Shooting the music video, yes.
And it was horrendous. Shocking. Really, really shocking and horrendous. And it's horrible that something like this had to happen for action to be taken.
Yes.
But I'm also hoping it isn't just this knee-jerk reaction. Earlier this week, I spoke about it seems like behaviors, things are happening, and is it because it's an election year? Because suddenly we're able to get our licenses. Suddenly roads are being and potholes are being filled. Suddenly arrests are being made where we've known there was illegality for years, if not decades. Is it because it's an election year, or are the wheels of justice finally moving in the, well, not just the wheels of justice, the wheels of actually, you know, functioning municipalities moving in the right direction?
I saw a really good tweet. It was from 5 hours ago. You know, Reedy Hlabi. She's on air at one of the
talk stations. She used to be Reedy Direko, yeah.
Yes. So Gwede Mantashe tweeted 16 hours ago, it is important to understand that illegal mining is not a mining activity. It is a criminal activity. It is urgent that we establish a special police unit to deal with illegal mining. And then we continue to close old shafts as per MPRDA requirements. Then Reedy replies to this saying, didn't you, however, in 2018 call Zama Zamas an experiment? Was it not you who said legitimize them by endorsing them? Did you not in 2018 consider granting them a license to operate in Kimberley, and now your party is marching against them? Does your spokesperson even know what you said?
She hit the nail on the head there. What she's basically saying is, the moment you don't legalize something, you make something illegal, you allow syndicates to move in. And that I've endorsed this across the board. Anything. The moment you make it illegal, it is sought after.
Exactly.
And it can be criminalized.
Exactly.
And then it is run by criminals and not taxed by the government.
Exactly.
Gwede Mantashe, our Minister of Minerals, was actually right there. These should be licenses for artisanal miners, and then safety and legislation for them as well.
Yeah.
But there wasn't. And now we have the situation. I'm hoping this isn't knee-jerk and that we fix the Zama Zama problem. And that we have a solution going forward.
Yeah,
we actually want to hear from you as well. We've got the story up on our website. Give it a read and engage with us as well. What do you think?
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.